News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Okay, the Citizens' Assembly on Gender Equality is holding its inaugural meeting tomorrow. But is such an assembly really needed? Mary O'Rourke, former Fianna Fáil Minister, joins us. What do you think of the idea of a Citizens' Assembly for gender equality, Mary?
Well, I just think perhaps it's a bit of an overblown sort of an assembly. Now, I know Catherine Day and I know of her. She's very eminent from her stint in Europe, where she gather great acclaim. But I wonder, is it a bit vague? I looked through all of the provisions which were in the Shannon proclamation about it, and the only one that struck a chord with me was that there should be, of course, equal pay between men and women doing the same job, and apparently that's not yet in place. But I think in general, I mean, I had always thought the Citizens' Assembly was to be kept for really dramatic kind of high wire stuff, but suddenly it's into everyday life. I don't know that I fully approve of it. I think it's an overblown concept for what should be an everyday reality.
Now, I mean, if you look at, say, politics, for example, okay, look, you made it to the cabinet table as a woman, but it is still hard for women to get on in politics for a variety of reasons. But we still don't have enough women in politics.
Yes, we don't. We have managed in Fianna Fáil to make it to 31%. Similarly, Fine Gael, and of course the smaller parties have a greater proportion of women running for the general election. And yet, Shane, I think that I have always thought that if you're going to be selected to be a candidate to run in a general election, it should be done on the basis of what you have achieved or your potential to achieve, but not simply because you are a male or a female, because in that way you actually are doing a disservice both to women and to men. I think that Catherine Day has a huge job ahead of her, because no matter what you do or what provisions you put in place to achieve this mythical equality in all aspects of life, there will always be people who will, as you put it, maybe make it more difficult for women to succeed. But after all, isn't that what you're about? Making sure that you're there on the spot and that you are able to achieve. I don't know. I'm a bit at sea about the need for all of the many provisions.
I'm curious, why did you use the word mythical in relation to equality? Do you think it's kind of full equality is almost unachievable?
I think, you know, by the very nature of the beast, in this case, a man or a woman, by the very nature of it, a woman is, women nurture, are nurturers, and it may say, poo-hoo, what's that about when you want marriage equality? Of course we want marriage equality, but you can't solve the inner leanings of women whose job it is to care for. It's not just their job, but their feelings are in the nurturing area. So I think if you're going to try to get absolute full equality, it won't be achieved because of the nature of the person, the nature of the man, and the nature of the woman.
Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. There are differences there, and there's no getting around that.
Yeah, I do actually. I hadn't thought of it that way, but yes, I do think that. And it's interesting that no longer, thankfully. But you see, all those years ago when I went forward for Longford Westmeath, there was no one saying, oh, she shouldn't go, she's a woman. No, there wasn't. And I encountered all my working life no bulwarks of up in front of me because I was female. I absolutely did not. There's no point in saying, wasn't she great? She broke the glass ceiling wherever the city.
You did, though. You did break the glass ceiling. That's the reality. You and Maura Gagan-Quinn, I think, were among the first women ministers we had.
Yes, I know, but I didn't realize, I didn't envisage it in the guise of breaking a glass ceiling. I was doing a job. I had been elected by the people, so you went about your business.
Okay. Okay. Mary, always
I'm
good.
Sorry.
No, no, don't apologise. You're entitled to your views. Listen, always great to talk to you, Mary O'Rourke. Thanks so much for taking our call. Former Fianna Fáil minister there.